We usually visit with the mayor. We kicked him to the curb today because, you know, we got city councilmen who are going off council.
Quitter.
We want So Chuck Condrilla, the outgoing number six seat, that's at large, and Brian joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Scott, how are you doing?
Great. You know, in your other life, you deal with jewelry, and we kind of had a story this morning I wanted to bounce off of you and get your thoughts.
Oh, not again.
Oh, well, yeah, but I saw this. I said, oh, we got Condrilla today. Ooh. We got to see about this.
God.
All right, this is a story of Carly Lufkis of California. She has a new engagement ring. Lucas Unger proposed to her on Halloween. We're thinking maybe like last year. She apparently didn't want the traditional engagement ring because she said diamonds are overrated. My birthstone's a diamond. I don't need one of those for somebody to prove they love me. So he had already moved down to California from Canada to California. So she said that's a pretty big commitment. So they're brainstorming and they come up with the idea that they're going to use his wisdom tooth.
Cool.
That's the engagement ring.
I get that all the time. All the time. It's a wisdom teeth, you know, molars, cut off infected toenail. You know,
yeah, I'm sure.
It's 2015.
No, anyway, it was interesting. The dad sent it in the mail, and that's her engagement ring.
I just think it's great that some jeweler out there asked his stone setter to set a tooth.
That's why I wanted to be there for that.
I can't say on the radio what my stone setter would say to me if I asked such a thing.
But. Yeah, I just, I want to be there when they go lay that in and say, this is what we want in there.
Yeah, you know, my stone's a little loose. It's a tooth. Well, they don't make prongs for teeth.
And that's the other thing, is if it happens to fall out at some point, they're going to have to go find another jeweler.
No, they'll just stick it under the pillow and the jewelry fairy shows up.
Oh,
or,
you
know, right now there's a lot of dentists out there going, wait a minute.
Revenue stream. Revenue stream. Anyway, so, gosh, how long's it been? Over 5 years, huh?
Five and a half years, yeah. May of 2010, I was elected the first time and have been there now 5.5 years. Doesn't seem like that long, but it's been that long.
All right, so what didn't you get accomplished? I guess we'll start there, and then we'll move to the positive stuff. Now, we have seen, I mean, you've been here while we had a, you know, rather contentious situation before a city manager left.
I mean, noticed things, that. Yeah, that seems very contentious.
Yeah, things were.
So the funny thing about city council service is it's like steering a large ship. And so, you know, in the next year or two, whoever's on council is going to look really, really smart because there's a lot of things about to hit the floor. And, you know, in downtown Eastside Development, gigantic news, Eastside Development, things that are this council, as much as there has been argument, you know, our contentious relationships, what have you, there's been a lot of excellent things that are coming to Brian voted in. And I'm excited to see those. It's always funny to see. You know, Reagan had a great quote, and it's something along the lines of, there's no telling how much we can get done if we don't worry about who gets credit. So the next 1, 2, 3 years, you're going to see big things coming in Brian, and it's a pleasure to sit there and kind of smile quietly and say, hey, I had a little part in that.
Sure. So. But you mentioned Reagan. Today is the anniversary, as a matter of fact, 1980.
Yes.
He won the White House.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned the East Side, and that will be an interesting development that will go on. How it pans out kind of is not a surprise, but what I had asked in the candidates forum, and I really wasn't satisfied with any of the answers I got from the Place 6 candidates, was the West Side is a tremendous opportunity because that's pretty much a blank palette right there. You can do a whole lot of things out there. That can be a transitional place for Brian, I think.
Well, amen. And, you know, there's too much to mention all in one sentence when I mention the East Side. The West Side's enormous. You've got Blend with a 100-acre purchase out there with the option to buy an almost 100 more. We have a development. We are working with our economic development team to work with Blend and kind of lay out a template of what that'll look like versus just kind of going out there willy-nilly. The Walmart out there, when it was built, I think the first year, they were probably wondering where everybody's at. Pretty soon, I think that shopping center is going to be built out and very, very successful. Mm-hmm. But you go out to the Health Science Center, and what's going on out there? You have public-private partnerships out there. You have corporate America out there. You have individuals out there. You have the university, the system out there. I mean, we could very well see the cure for cancer, AIDS, come from research done in Bryan, Texas, Scott. I mean, how full of pride should everyone in Bryan College Station be for that. And it's a great place to work and live, West Side. I mean, you had Ramiro Galindo out there for 35 years, has been waving the flag, come to West Bryan, and people are just now doing it. Yeah. Ben Hardiman out there, 30 years with the business, and now he's you know, being surrounded by people every day, moving out to West Bryan, thinking it's the new thing. The infrastructure out there as it's been being built the last 10 years has been with the thought of oversized buildings, so that we know we're going to need that infrastructure. We know that West Side, the dominoes have been falling, and now they're exponentially falling. I look for great things out there. You got you know, Randy French is building almost 700 home neighborhood out there. It's a very exciting time for West Bryan.
Sure, and it is. And that's Chuck Condrilla, the outgoing number six at-large member of the Bryan City Council, joining us this morning. And you mentioned the housing. That is really so important. You have to get that fill in there.
Yes.
I think we all agree that Walmart probably went in too early, but that was a strike while the iron's hot situation, and they would grow to it, and I think that's probably where they're going.
Yeah, I don't agree that they went too early. I think Walmart was a good anchor for that development, and that development with our economic development team was so brilliant and took three lots. A developer came in, bought all three lots, made an agreement that the city doesn't give any money, but that we might rebate some sales tax over a period of time. So the citizens wrote no check to them, although it was widely broadcast that they did. And now, as that developer is being rebated sales tax, all the property tax went on the rolls day one, partial of sales tax. When he has gotten his allotted amount, all the sales tax will go to the citizens of Bryan. It was a win-win situation, out-of-the-box economic development. That's what Bryan is more and more known for and doing very well these days.
Even though you're outgoing, there's been some discussion, and obviously I think it was on maybe the last agenda, revitalization of Texas Avenue.
Yes.
Even though outgoing, I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, yes, Councilman Owens and Mayor Bianski put that on the agenda, although I think all seven people were very excited about it. And it's not a spot on Texas. It's all of Texas, from north to south, Texas Avenue and Bryan. The city, again, we just talked about out-of-the-box economic development ideas. The city's very interested in parties that would want to come to Texas Avenue. And perhaps that development idea might look like, you know, Scott DeLucia, you have a business on Texas Avenue. If you're in a, if you buy a location and it's valued at, let's say, $100 today, and you put in $75 worth of improvements, that your taxes maybe stay assessed at 100, that you don't get the you don't have the additional tax burden of the improvements you put into the property. I think that will do a lot for Texas Avenue. I think a couple of years ago, the tattoo ordinance we passed, where you can't have a tattoo business within a mile of another business or 5,000 feet, will be great as well. There's a lot of the businesses, some of the complaints I've heard from constituents is, there's all those tattoo parlors right when you come into Bryan. Well, if they do well, they'll be there. If they don't and they want to move, they'll eventually go out, but they can't locate within 5,000 feet of another one. The diversity of businesses on Texas Avenue and the people coming to town, Texas Avenue is prime for that. You see Oldman Goodman Properties is located right there at Texas and Villa Maria. They didn't locate there by accident. Mm-hmm. They're looking to see Texas grow and develop as well.
Sure. Chuck Condrilla joined us this morning. A couple of weeks ago, I took issue with you being an outgoing member putting forth the idea of changing the start time of city council. Why do you think that's an important thing to do, and should it be revisited?
Well, two things. One, when you put something on the agenda, that doesn't mean you absolutely have to have it happen. Things are put on the agenda all the time for discussion. I think that was a discussion that merited being, you know, being discussed, obviously, or I wouldn't have put it on there. I am constantly told by people in the demographic that maybe I fit into, you know, married, children at home, working, that sort of thing, that could easily, maybe, you know, they could rearrange their work schedule, they could work late, they could work on Saturdays, that sort of thing. They could go to a council meeting on Tuesday. I thought the media got that wrong. We were talking about starting meetings at 8 a.m. You start all the stuff that no one goes to at 8 a.m. You do your, you know, your executive sessions, you do your Bryan Business Council, you do your meeting with your attorney. All that may have started at 8 with an open meeting at noon so that people could come at lunch hour and perhaps and do public citizen input. So it was a discussion merited. We did not have the discussion because in speaking with legal, we learned that while you have sitting council members who say they would not be able to make those meetings, it would obviously be unfair than to move a meeting when you know a sitting councilman can't make it. You can't discuss in a group because of laws. You can't open meeting act. I can't poll all the councilmen, hey, I'm thinking about putting this thing on the agenda. Would you all be able to make it? And so you put it on the agenda and you discuss it. We took it off the agenda when we learned that one of our council members for sure would not be able to attend due to work schedule.
Sure. I was going
to. We still got to hear about it though for an hour and a half.
Yes, you did. The citizens did what they should, which is come to council and tell you what they think about that.
Yeah, but the citizens were organized by one council member to be there. 18 of them, and even when it was pulled from the agenda, they all got their piece. So you wonder how much they're doing their duty and how much of that is politics.
Okay. I was going to ask the mayor that. He's not here today, so I will ask you, and it's just as well because you're the at-large member. While not a homicide, a very violent crime happened at a club in Bryan where one man lost his hand in a machete fight.
Yeah.
That's an escalation that concerns me. I'd like to get your thoughts as an elected official. Is this a harbinger of bad tide? I mean, I don't know the background of it, of what the circumstances, but it's still a horrific violent situation that's beyond kind of what we've seen here. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts as a Christian, first of all, is we can't legislate moral behavior. We're living in a time where darkness walks around us, and it's a scary time. I think everyone should be involved in prayer daily and hope that we don't see things like that. But those things are happening. So as a councilman, what do? You make sure your first responders have the tools they need. You make sure that your ordinances maybe protect from businesses seeing such a thing. And at the end of the day, this person's still at large. You make sure that everyone has all the assets they need to find this person and bring them to justice. It's a frightening time. And as a councilman, again, my first thought is, what do we do to our first responders to enable them to have the tools they need to investigate, to track down, to locate, to arrest, and bring to justice this very sick person who committed this terrible crime?
Sure. You gonna run for mayor?
No, I hear it pays $10 a month.
Well, that's what I hear. I understand. But, you get the center seat, which is a more cushy chair, isn't it?
No, same seat.
And you got control of the buttons on the microphones now, right? That would be something.
Now, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Right. Are you done with elective office?
Well, for now, I am. Since I was since I was honored to be in this office, we've added 3 children now at our house. We have 6 children. And there's some members of our family that require time and care, too, that are really make it where you could do a lot of things okay instead of a few things well. So I'd rather do a few things well at this stage in my life. I'm 42, married to Superwoman, have 6 wonderful children, and a lot of obligations of my time. I want to do whatever I do well. And right now I'm excited to say that I think we'll still have good folks on council that will do those things well.
Advisory boards, would you be open to doing something like that, or would you put your name out for some sort of a volunteer situation?
Potentially. It may be hard to find me for a while.
Well, I could certainly understand that. it's an amazing job. It takes a whole lot of time. I thank you for your service to the city of Bryan. You and your family have been a crucial part of this community, will continue to be. We wish you good luck with that, with your family, with your business, and again, thank you for your service.
Hey, all the glory to God.
All
Scott,
right.
thank you very much.
You bet. That's Chuck Condrell. He's the outgoing at-large member of the Bryan City Council.